Beside it now is an urgent community peace building, training and conflict reconciliation project aimed to strengthen the voices and support the actions of emergent, primarily youth-oriented civil society organizations in South Sudan. It was initiated by the ROC Agency, that is an organization that deals with open culture and the critical transformation in collaboration with the Community Empowerment for Progress organization in Juba.
Simple.
Basically, when we talk about hate speech, it is a speech which demeans a group of people based on ethnicity, religion, or another kind of socially perceived parameter.
Okay. So what is actually being done to help the ordinary citizen understand that hate speech is very bad?
Okay, thank you. And of course, one of our aims is to raise awareness of and develop means to counter social media hate speech. Of course, we know there's that dynamics, you know, the interconnection between online hate speech and offline hate speech. And what we now do is to identify, you know, some key lexicon that are existing, defining and qualifying what a hate speech is. And with that, I think we raise awareness on that and tell the people about the dangers, because it has more dangers than, you know, its advantages.
And any success stories from the Defy Hate campaign you have carried out so far?
Basically, we're taking, you know, the trend of the conflict that is happening in South Sudan. I think we are able to realize some positive success stories simply because we are able to identify that the diaspora community is one of the greatest assets in the country's aggression, simply because it is one of the communities which is disconnected from the conflict, but it has substantial effect with the people in country, that is to say people in South Sudan. So we are able to identify the influencers, and what we are working now is some countermeasures. Those negative posts that they normally put on Facebook, I think we counter them with some positive stories. That is one of the success that we have so far with.
So how do you counter them?
Of course, we educate the society to use Facebook or another social media platform for the purpose of peace and reconciliation. When someone posts, you know, some message which is full of hate, I think we counter by giving, you know, a message which is full of hope, full of courage, and message that also unites people as people of one country, and then, you know, a message that can create division among people of South Sudan.
And I believe as you're trying to do this campaign, you might have actually encountered a lot of challenges.
Yeah, basically there are a lot of challenges because there are people who are aggressive, and sometimes, you know, when you try to sell the ideas, they counter violently online. And of course, whatever happens online is being reflected in the conversation offline. So the same group who are online, I think they have also their communities offline. And with that, I think it puts one to risk and one becomes a target. So that is the risk associated, you know, with these communities.
And what kind of advice would you give to our listeners on how to defy hate and embrace the culture of love and peace?
Haters have done a lot of bad things to us. And currently, let us use social media for the purpose of peace and reconciliation. Of course, it connects a wide range of diverse communities, both in-country and in diaspora. Whatever we're posting, I think, will be something which is positive, something encouraging that can restore peace and can make us to live in the spirit of oneness, and we can prosper, and so that we can develop this country gently. Because if we embark on spreading messages of hate, I think we will keep on escalating, you know, the scale of violence, and we will not prosper. We'll be the least country. But if we can learn from other countries whereby similar extremes that happen, more especially Rwanda, I think they were able to pick positively and, you know, tell their stories differently. Now they have developed simply because they have now some issues to do with hate speech. So this is what I can tell to our listeners, and our campaign is still going on. In August, we shall be having the 10 days of peace activism. So we shall also incorporate the idea of Defy Hate now across South Sudan and across